In this bulletin, New South Wales has detected 681 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one additional death. Melbourne marks a total of 200 days of lockdown since the onset of the pandemic, and Bashir Hooley calls time on his AFL career. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 681 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one additional death. A man in his 80s who had underlying health conditions has died in hospital. He had had a first dose of vaccine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the suburbs of most concern in southwest and western Sydney are Merrylands, Guildford, Auburn, Granville, Lidcombe, Greenacre and Blacktown. She says given the cases in the state's west, in areas such as Wilcannia and Dubbo, the lockdown in regional New South Wales will be extended.
So until at least the 28th of August, all of regional New South Wales will also remain in lockdown as a precaution. We know that there are vast areas of regional New South Wales where there aren't any cases, but everybody would appreciate and expect us to take a precautionary response, given we have the opportunity to get down to zero cases in the regions. That's certainly what we want to achieve, and therefore we're taking that precautionary response.
Victoria has detected 57 cases, with 54 of them being linked to known outbreaks, and 44 have been in isolation for the entirety of their infectious period. 13 were infectious in the community, and there are 3 mystery cases. It comes as Melbourne marks a total of 200 days in lockdown since the beginning of the pandemic. Speaking to the Nine Network, the chair of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, Jane Holton, says rapid testing technologies should be used.
My heart goes out to Victoria. That's the other thing we need to think about now, getting access to rapid testing for people right across these communities. I don't know why we're not doing it already, but if those communities all come out to be tested, we potentially can get on top of it. But I tell you what, it's another's knife edge.
Australia is under growing pressure to increase its humanitarian intake for Afghans fleeing their homes now that the Taliban has regained control. The federal government has committed to providing 3,000 such visas from the existing humanitarian intake alongside additional evacuation flights. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says more flights are planned. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 7 the operation is challenging.
That's the reality of the circumstance on the ground at the moment. This is not like turning up to Sydney Airport or Brisbane Airport. The reality on the ground is difficult, and we're trying desperately to get people to the plane. It is a fraught situation right around the airport. We're ahead of that, but we want to help more on the ground, as many as we can.
The exiled Afghan president Ashraf Ghani has broken his silence, saying he left Kabul to prevent bloodshed. President Ghani live-streamed his comments over Facebook from an unknown location within the United Arab Emirates, where he and his family fled as the Taliban took over Kabul.
I was forced to leave Afghanistan with one set of traditional clothes, a vest, and the sandals I was wearing. I'm grateful for the security and defense force, and I'm proud of them. They were not defeated, and they did not fail. We failed in politics. It was the failure of the Taliban leadership, government leadership, and the political failure of international allies. This was a failure of the peace process that changed to a war process.
Ashraf Ghani has been criticised for leaving the country. He's denied allegations that he fled the presidential palace with cars full of money. The United Arab Emirates says it accepted Mr. Ghani and his family on humanitarian grounds. To sport, Bashir Hooley has announced his retirement and will play his final game against Hawthorn this weekend. Hooley leaves a strong off-field legacy at Richmond and founding the Bashir Hooley Foundation, which inspires young leaders within the Muslim community. The 33-year-old defender has played 232 AFL games, spanning 15 seasons, and he's won 3 premierships. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers, 18 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Similar for Melbourne, 18 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart and 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 22. Mostly sunny in Sydney, 21 degrees. Similar forecast for Newcastle, 23. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 22. Cairns, mostly sunny and 27. And a sunny day for Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.